You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and it is time for us to check out Detroit area music, Detroit area artists. And with us, as always, is Paul Young, editor and publisher of Detroit Music Magazine. Paul, our first get together of the year.
That's right. Happy New Year.
Yes, indeed. And you're starting us on this new year with some hip hop.
I sure am, as always.
All right. So tell us about Sada Baby. This is who we're going to listen to.
Quite the character, and has really started to pick up a lot of steam, and has been around for a couple years and certainly been like a regional favorite. But with his association with T Grizzly and some other really well-known acts in Detroit, he's like really catching his own footing and starting to do some really interesting stuff.
All right, so we're going to take a listen to a track from Sada Baby and Drago. This is Block Party. All right. And we should note, Sada Baby was the second voice we heard on that track. What makes him stand out, you think, from other Detroit rappers?
Yeah, I actually really got to know Sada Baby myself through Instagram, as we do with many artists nowadays. But just the way he presents himself, he's really into dancing, which is part of hip-hop. You know, a lot of rappers like just kind of look tough all the time and not really express themselves in that way. Some of the references he makes in his songs, like in the song Triple Double, which he released recently, he says, Bobby Boucher, do it, you can do it. And that's a reference from an Adam Sandler movie called The Waterboy, which is like kind of a stinker, actually. And it's something that is said by Rob Schneider's character in the movie. It's just like really obscure and kind of funny. And if you know that reference, it makes you laugh, but it still sounds cool. And he obviously delivers it in a true Detroit fashion.
And what kind of releases are, he's got something coming up?
Yeah, he's got a big release coming out on January 25th. It's called Bartier Bounty. And really looking forward to that. Like I said, he's well known in the city. He's coming up in the same vein as, you know, Team Eastside Peasy and T Grizzly and a lot of these guys who are following in the Detroit rap trajectory, in that he has that really distinct flow where he's kind of in front of the beat, and the beats are kind of sinister and dark. But like I said, he's really giving it his own take. And yeah, definitely someone to watch in 2019.
All right. And now we turn to the passing of a legendary Detroit guitarist.
Yeah, I really wanted to talk about this. Phil Doerr just passed away recently on January 11th. He's really well known in the rock community in Detroit. He's been kind of a local icon for 30 plus years. And, you know, he's really known for his versatility. He started as being in some pretty interesting groups, one of them being Big Chief. He was also in Looter. He eventually started doing work with a group called Five Force Johnson. Anyone who's been in the Detroit, you know, punk scene, rock scene, has probably heard his work and heard his name at some point.
All right, let's take a listen to some of Phil Doerr's work. This is some of his guitar playing with Big Chief. That is face-melting guitar playing. He is just amazing. Who influenced Phil?
Yeah, I think he's taken a lot of different influences. You could say certainly like some heavy kind of classic rock, some Jimmy Page stuff, and clearly there's a deep punk influence going on. But he's been introducing a lot of different styles to, you know, the rock genre and bringing like his own thing. But as you alluded to, super, super talented guy.
Tell us about his passing. What happened?
Yeah, unfortunately, he passed. He was visiting some family. He's originally from Germany, grew up outside of Mexico City. And then for the longest time, he's graced, you know, the Metro Detroit area with his presence. I believe he went to Birmingham Seaholm High School.
All right, so he did his growing up in Detroit. And there is a memorial coming up, right?
There sure is. So on January 29th, at the Magic Bag, which is in Ferndale, they're going to have a celebration on, you know, what would have been his birthday, his 54th birthday. So definitely show up, show out, and, you know, pay your respects.
Pay respects to Phil Doerr. And now we're turning to techno and house music, and we're going to talk about Black Noise. Who is Black Noise?
That's right. I'm always trying to keep the variety up. But Black Noise, a great young artist, certainly somebody to keep your eye on this year, and has only had one album called Illusions, a couple other releases, but it certainly began to pick up the pace. But a couple things I'd say about Black Noise, using a lot of different electronic, you know, kind of inspirations. You hear house, you hear techno, but you also hear some like trap and even some allusions toward hip hop.
Let's take a listen. This is a track from that album, Illusions. This is a track called 96. Where do you think he stands? Where does Black Noise stand in Detroit's electronic scene?
Yeah, I think he's doing a lot of really great new things and certainly has brought this flexed this experimental muscle. But I'd also say that he's like clearly a student of the game and knows about our great past, our electronic past in Detroit, techno and house being, you know, having huge, long legacies here in the city. So it's great to hear that he kind of has that background. He knows where he's coming from. He knows what's been done here before, and he's doing it in a totally different way. He had a recent record release at Deluxe Flux, which is a very cool new venue in town, and he ended a radio residency here in the city. So he's really been just doing more and more, and I would think in 2019 we'll see some more of him around town for sure.
All right, you can read about these artists and many, many more at Detroit Music Magazine, as we thank Paul Young, editor and publisher of Detroit Music Magazine. Always fun, Paul. Thank you.
Thanks, Cynthia.